This is the Cato Daily Podcast for Wednesday, January 27th, 2010. I'm Caleb Brown. President Obama wants to freeze federal spending, at least a small portion of federal spending, and just for 3 years. As Chris Edwards, Director of Tax Policy Studies at the Cato Institute, says, it's almost a drop in the bucket. The headline is President Obama proposes spending freeze, and if you, all you saw was the headline, you might be very impressed by the president's attempt to, if not shrink spending, at least freeze it. So what is the relevance of his attempt to freeze spending?
Well, there's two important points here. One is that the portion of the budget that President Obama wants to freeze is only 13% of overall spending. He doesn't want to freeze defense. He doesn't want to freeze Social Security, Medicare, Medicaid, food stamps, and all the other entitlements. He doesn't want to freeze veterans, and he doesn't want to freeze Homeland Security. But he wants to freeze all the rest, but that's only 13% of the overall budget. The other important thing here is that with president's budget, it's only the first year that matters. So a president can say he's going to freeze the budget for 3 years or 5 years or 10 years. But frankly, when next year's budget comes around, it'll be a whole new ballgame. So to say he's going to freeze over 3 years is kind of meaningless. One interesting thing about President Obama's budget freeze proposal is that he would freeze a portion of the budget that's $447 billion, and that's okay. That's a, you know, that's a good start. But that portion of the budget has actually risen 71% over the last 10 years since the year 2000. So this portion of the budget has spiked 71%, and now he's going to propose to keep it flat for a few years. Well, I mean, that's a start, but it's really no great shakes.
When President Obama came into office, he said that he was going to cut the deficit in half in over some time frame, and I believe he made a careful statement to suggest it was the deficit that existed before he came into office, before even the bailout.
Well, President Bush repeatedly made promises about getting the federal budget deficit down that never really came to fruition. The focus should be on controlling spending. That is the real problem. But even on the deficit, the deficit last year was $1.4 trillion. It'll continue to be in that ballpark for years and years to come unless there's a major reform in Washington. The new Congressional Budget Office numbers that came out today show that the federal public debt currently is about 53% of the gross domestic product. Within a decade, that'll double to about 100% of GDP. That puts the United States in the same sort of range as sort of some basket case countries like Greece and Japan with their exploding debt. So, you know, United States, you know, should be a leader on fiscal policy. It should be the free market, small government leader amongst industrial countries, and it's becoming one of the worst run.
The range of options for dealing with debt are pretty limited. There's cutting spending and raising taxes for the most part. What would the tax picture look like if that were something that were adopted?
Recently, a National Academy of Sciences report looked at the fiscal future of the United States under a bunch of different options. I was on this committee and we looked at budget numbers for over a year, and we did all kinds of fancy computer modeling on what the next 80 years of spending and deficits would look like. Under one of the large government scenarios the committee looked at, federal spending would rise from currently about 23% of GDP to about 29% of GDP. If that happened, it would mean that to fund that larger government, the federal payroll tax would have to rise from 15 to 19%, hitting all workers in the nation. Income tax rates would have to rise by 43%, so the top rate would jump up to 50%, and even the bottom rate of 10% would jump up to 14%. In addition, we would add a value-added tax or national sales tax of about 8% on top of that. So families would be hit from all angles. And that's an increase in the size of government from 23 to 29% of GDP, which may happen scarily if we don't make some major reforms.
It's hard to reconcile this idea of some kind of fiscal austerity with the standard presidential, especially Democrats, standard presidential list of goodies and giveaways for various groups.
It is interesting. The Obama administration seems to be schizophrenic on fiscal policy. I mean, just yesterday before our taping here, President Obama came out with a new goodie bag of middle-class sort of giveaways, such as more college loan subsidies. Then today, the administration is telling us they're going to freeze spending for 3 years. Meanwhile, the Democrats in Congress are promising a giant new $100 billion or so stimulus spending bill. So the Democrats and the Obama administration can't really get their message square on fiscal policy.
And there's no attempt to roll back any of the TARP or stimulus that's yet to be rolled out.
Right. And there's lots of obvious spending cuts the Obama administration could do if it really wants to start getting the deficit under control. It could simply rescind the rest of the TARP spending authority or ask Congress to do that. Don't spend any more on TARP. They could freeze federal salaries for overpaid government workers, as I've argued for a long time. They could, push to raise the age on Social Security retirement. They could increase deductibles for Medicare. Those would get them some pretty big savings.
Chris Edwards is Director of Tax Policy Studies at the Cato Institute. You can read more of his work at cato.org.